something. Come on in. Give him the mic right quick. All right, so this I need you to put it in your mouth. And so our episode was her and Amber said that I got too many things going on in my life.
Yeah.
And I'm a know-it-all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you say about it?
You a know-it-all.
Why are you saying that for?
You a know-it-all because can't nobody tell you nothing. And you think that whatever you say is the gospel.
Who said that?
You.
Why you said that?
You. Is the thing on?
It's on. You put it close to your mouth.
You think that everything you say is the gospel. No matter what anybody else say, it ain't right. It's what you say is right.
Why you feel that way?
Because that's what you do.
Oh, that's just how you perceive it and accept it for yourself.
But that's what you do. I told you before, you just let my brother run the past. Whatever he says, the gospel, nothing else goes.
Okay, but look, peep this.
What's that?
If I'm right, is it right? Most of the time, 98% of the time, be right. How many times I have told you something?
Well, people got an idea, they got a brain, they think for themselves. Just because you say it's right, say it to be true, don't make it true.
But if we're having a conversation and we're going back and forth and we're giving each other facts and information, I'm going to give you the facts and information that I have.
You got to give people benefit of the doubt. They can't think for themselves.
No, but if you ask me something and I tell you, you can't say I'm a know-it-all. How you gonna ask me something then say I'm a know-it-all when I tell you something?
You still got to let them think for themselves.
But that ain't making no sense right
people,
now.
You can't tell people that if you jumped off this building, you're going to die. You got to let them find out for themselves. If you jump off that building, they die.
If you ask me, what's going to happen if I jump off this building, and I'd be like, well, you're probably going to die. You can't call me a know-it-all.
No, you're not sure.
That's just cool. Name, I like that. You might survive a 47-foot fall.
Some do.
Yeah, but no, but what I'm still...
broken leg, broken bone, broken everything. But they don't mean they die.
Okay, well, let me say this. The probability of you surviving is pretty low.
I don't believe in probability.
Okay. Well, run your car in the ditch and see what happens.
Nah, I didn't rent one in the ditch. The car got tore up and I walked away.
Yeah, that was then. I'm talking about now. On purpose. You didn't do that on purpose.
No, but still went in the ditch.
But if you was on top of a building, you jumping on purpose.
And you going to push me, bro.
But you just said if you on top of a building and somebody going to jump, I'm not going to push you. You doing it on your own.
Let me tell you something, friend.
Let me tell you something. Come on, all right.
Let me tell you something.
All right, tell me something.
You don't know.
What you don't know?
You don't know.
What you don't know?
What's going to happen when you jump off a building.
Nah, that I know.
You done jumped off a building.
I let it on my feet.
And you still alive?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Because you just said it.
All right, then. So what you saying is it can happen. You can walk away, right?
Nope.
You just said you did it.
I was actually saying a joke. You didn't get it.
I know. I mean, I'm just saying that's what I'm talking about.
No, but still, hold on.
You don't know it all.
No, I don't know it all. But this is what I'm saying. And you know this. I do some reading. I do some research and stuff like that. And you the one who sit down and look at the news 4 times a day. And you believe exactly what they say. But when I give you some information... Oh, no, they ain't right. The news didn't say that. Okay, the news didn't say that. So, no, hold on, let me, because I'm about done. The point that I was making is I do so much reading and research. When you ask me a question, I'm going to give you the answer. And I can go to my phone, which I have done multiple times the other day. I showed you where it said on your phone. Your response was, it wasn't on my phone.
And did you know a dude jumped off the Petit River down there?
I don't care about that.
In the water. And they said it was dead. They pronounced him dead. But he showed up down the river somewhere, and he walking about today.
We ain't talking about that.
I'm just telling you. But just because you jump off of something and say you died, don't mean you did.
But no,
that's God got the last clue to say you when you're dead.
We got done with that.
Okay, God's got the last clue when you say you're dead.
But I want to
tell you something. Just because a person says one thing, don't mean nothing. Well, a lot of us get bagged up in a corner, and we just come out blazing.
No, what I was saying was. And we'll be done. I say, if you ask me something and I give you an answer, then your response can't be that, oh, well, you're a know-it-all. If you ask me something, then you asking for an answer.
No, I ask for the truth. But you a know-it-all.
That didn't make sense.
I know.
Why? Hold on. Let me ask you this question.
What you say is the gospel.
No. Hold on. Let me ask you this question. If you don't believe I had the truth, then why would you ask me in the first place?
A woman mind is gonna ask, gonna look for answers.
You're not a woman, though.
I said a wandering.
Oh, I thought you said a woman mind.
If your mind is going left or right and trying to find sight, what you call it? Trying to find sight, it's going to ask a question everywhere it goes.
Yeah, so when you ask me the question and I give you the best possible answer, I never said that my answer is always right, but I give you the best possible answer I give you the best possible answer that I have. No, I'm giving you the answer.
You got to put it all out there before somebody can give you a direct answer. But now, see, because you say so, don't make it so. You want to some person stand there and take everything you say in and believe it.
No, I'm giving you the best possible answer
that you know.
No, but I'm
that you know.
Okay, but no, hold on, listen, because now you over talking now.
Before you, what you know, you give me the best possible answer.
Okay, but what I'm trying to say is the answer that I give you at that time mostly be better than the answer that you have. So did you say what I know? And it ain't. Excuse me, guys. It ain't me just giving you an answer. I show you research on it too. And then you still can form your own opinion. If it's spiritual, I show you in the Bible. If it's logic, I show you with links, or I show you in newspaper, or I show you in books or whatever. It ain't just an answer that I feel. It's something that I have researched.
So what you're saying is all news is correct?
No, I'm not saying
research
that.
Research is news. The Bible is good news. The dictionary is news.
The Bible is correct. I would say that. The Bible is correct.
All right, but it's still news. So what you're saying is news is correct.
Bible news. Not
that's
TV
good,
news.
That's good news.
Not TV news.
That's good news.
But not TV news. But
anyway, bro. Right, you caught me on this number. All
right, no.
I will get you back.
All right, that's cool.
So tell everybody.
Tell them what? You can tell them yourself.
I can.
You on the mic. You've been recorded right now.
Oh, I thought, man, I'm going to get you.
You've been recorded.
I'm going to get you.
Come on.
Tell them God lives and God loves everybody.
Hey, y'all heard what he just said. This is my father. He said God lives and God loves everybody. All right, give me the microphone. All right, guys. This is bonus material. I know you wasn't ready for this. That was actually my father. We was talking. We go back and forward every day, all day like that. And it's fun. We both love it. We can yell. We can get, you know, mad at one another. Yell. I said yell once already. But we always laugh, just like we just did right there, guys. So, yeah, take this bonus material and enjoy it. Take care, guys.